Aucklanders can expect to be paying higher water bills next year, with Watercare reviewing its pricing as the effects of COVID-19 continue to bite. The council-controlled organisation has faced mounting costs this year, with the region experiencing an ongoing drought. Auckland Mayor Phil Goff says the cost of additional water supplies will have to be paid for somewhere down the line. Katie Doyle reports.
The price of water and the trickle-down effects of COVID-19 and an ongoing drought. That was on the agenda for Watercare's board when it met this morning, which was held behind closed doors. The council-controlled organisation is expecting to be further financially squeezed in 2021 as both issues drag on. Auckland Mayor Phil Goff estimates the authority has so far spent about $224 million extra dollars to boost water supply in the dry super city.
There is a big expenditure on water supplies, and I think what Aucklanders want us to do and what we've been doing is making that investment, bringing it forward, and nearly $250 million, that is a big investment to make in water supply, and it will have to be paid for.
No one at Watercare would speak to RNZ today about whether this would flow on to ratepayers in 2021. But in a statement, it admitted the economic difficulties due to COVID-19 would likely have an effect on pricing.
As part of Auckland Council Group, we expect to be further financially constrained in 2021 because of COVID-19. This will impact on pricing, however, this is still being worked through. We expect changes to our price path to form part of Auckland Council's long-term plan consultation process.
Out on the street, Aucklanders have mixed feelings about any increases to water prices next year. Maureen Keane worries a significant rise in water rates could be devastating for some small businesses.
Some businesses, it will drive them out of business, car cleaning companies and all this sort of thing, you know, car washes, and they'll just disappear or make it unaffordable.
Gerald Lang says he isn't fussed if it means getting more water to consumers during the drought.
If there's a bit of undercapitalisation, they need the money. I don't have a problem with that, but something's got to be done about the water situation, lack of continuity.
Glenys doesn't mind her water bill going up either. She just wishes electricity wasn't so expensive.
Well, everything has to go up, as you know, just the costs of supplying. But our water rates at the moment, it's not too bad, I think, for what we pay, for like particularly for our business. But in terms of electricity, that's my high point, that's really expensive electricity.
On Thursday, the Auckland Council will consider easing restrictions on water use as the city heads into summer. Phil Goff says Aucklanders have done a great job and have saved about 6 billion litres of water. But if there's runaway demand or the drought worsens, then the restrictions could return. For now, any potential changes to Auckland water rates remain under consideration. For Checkpoint, Katie Doyle.